the Saturday Light Brigade, and that is Bose Lay, and it's nice to have you tuned in here, and it's our Youth Expression Showcase getting ready to take place, and you heard the Grascals with Louisiana Saturday Night before you heard Bose Lay. This half hour, as we kick off our Youth Expression Showcase, we have five pianists who are going to join us, and you're going to hear them in order, roughly by age, not exactly by age, actually. We're going to bounce around a little bit. We'll talk with each performer after they play. They are all from the Center for Young Musicians, and we're going to begin first with Gabby Goetz, who is going to play Aardvark Boogie. That was beautifully done, and we're going to talk with Gabrielle in just a moment as he takes to the microphone. And I should have mentioned before Gabby played so that you would realize Gabby is in first grade, and is seven, and he's at Marshall Elementary School. Gabby, that was pretty good. How long have you studied piano now? Have you been at it for a few years?
I think two.
And you're quite a good player. What do you think is the most fun about playing the piano? Are there things that you especially like when you play?
Not really.
Nothing comes to mind immediately. Does it take a lot of practice? It just comes to you pretty naturally. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening at home or out in the theater listening to you now? Who would you like to say hi to?
My mom and dad.
And they're, are they out there listening? Very good. What do you like to do when you're not playing the piano? Do you have
any video games?
Do you have a favorite video game?
Skylanders.
And do you like to do anything outside?
I like to play soccer.
Excellent. Well, it's very nice to have you here today. And going first is not always the easiest thing to do. And have you thought about what you might like to be when you grow up? I think that's – I got a shaking head, which means not really. And it's kind of early to be thinking about that, huh? Well, Gabby, you did a great job. And now coming up as our second performer this morning, is this your sister? I just noticed that. Would you like to introduce her? You could just say her name. And I know she's going to be playing Sonatina in G minor from Beethoven. At least that's what I have listed. And would you like to introduce her?
This is Reka Goetz.
Thank you. Reka, that was beautifully done. And we'll chat with you a little bit more. It's nice to have you here this morning. How old are you?
I am 9.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Marshall Elementary.
Now, we know that you have at least one brother in Gabby. Is there anybody else in your family?
No, except we do have a dog.
Oh, what's your dog's name?
Anastasia.
And what does Anastasia do when you play the piano?
Nothing, really.
Nothing? Does Anastasia, I was wondering if Anastasia came by to listen.
Sometimes,
or
yeah.
I would imagine. I had asked Gabby before what was fun about playing the piano, and he was sort of pondering that a little bit. Did something come to mind for you that makes it enjoyable?
Probably trying new challenges.
Really? A lot of people find that frustrating, but it's fun for you to try to figure out how to play something?
Yeah.
What are some of the hardest things to do when you're doing that, or at least the most challenging?
I don't really know.
Is it tough? When you see a piece of music, do you listen to somebody else play it first, or do you try to figure it out on your own?
I try to figure it out, definitely.
I would think that would be kind of challenging to do. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? We know your parents are here.
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to Charlotte and Sophia and Valerie.
Are they all friends?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad you did. And have you thought at all about what you might like to be when you get older?
Probably an artist.
Great. What do you like? Do you like to draw or
yeah.
paint now? What materials do you like to use?
I like to use usually. I don't really like paint. Maybe just any other utensil, really.
Like markers or pencils?
Sometimes oil pastels.
Oh, I didn't even know. So it's like chalk except oil?
Yeah.
Neat. Because I'm not very good with paint.
And instead of, it's kind of like chalk because you can draw on black paper and it shows up.
Oh, neat. So it's almost like, not crayons, but,
no.
but sort of that same vibrant color on
yeah.
black. Cool. What do you make pictures of?
Horses.
You like horses?
Yeah.
Do you ride horses at all?
No, I really want to, though.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I hope you'll get more of a chance to do that.
Thank you.
It's nice to talk to you. Now, we leave the Gotts family, and we meet Tony McCann. Tony is 10 and is in fourth grade at Pennsylvania Virtual Charter School. And by the way, Reka is also at Marshall Elementary School in third grade. Tony is going to be playing the first movement of Festive Sonatina. And we're ready now. Here is Tony McCann. Nicely done, Tony. And I just realized we are indeed going in order by age. And Tony is 10 and is in fourth grade at Pennsylvania Virtual Charter School. And there's something I really want to ask you about. But first, I want to ask you if you would like to say hello to anybody who might be listening.
Well, I want to say hello to my mom and dad out there. I want to say hello to Grandma Nancy. And my on my mom's side, Papa in Florida. Yeah.
Great. And I see in some notes here that were given to me that you like to make stop motion movies. And can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, a few years ago, I had this scuba guy, the scuba action figure. And now I thought it would be cool if I could make stop motion movies. Like Superman or something, you know? And I called him Mighty Scuba Man.
Scuba Man. So it's not up, up, and away, but like down, down, and below.
Yeah.
Or down, down, and down-er. That's pretty cool. So what did you use to make it? What kind of camera?
Well, just a everyday camera. But it would work pretty well, though. It had a setting called SCN. I don't know what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
But in SCN, it has all these options in it. And there's this particular one that captures blue and white and colors in the sea and everything.
Neat. So that made Scuba Man even more realistic because he was kind of looked like water, like
yeah.
The typical color for water. That's cool. Have you thought about what you might want to be when you get older?
Well, I want to be in a rock star band playing different modes on the piano.
Neat. So using a piano that can sound like an organ or other things. Cool.
Like retro stuff.
Well, it's nice to talk to you. When you say retro, can you give me an example of a song or style?
Robot, like, stuff. Like when it sounds like probably an organ. Like when it sounds like lasers or something.
Cool, like a Hammond B3 or something older, like a robot type of 80s robot or something. Cool. Well, it's nice to talk to you. And that's Tony McGann. And next, after Tony McGann, we have Raka Sarkar. Do I have that correctly, Sarkar? And you looked surprised. I'm happy that I got that correct. And she is at North Allegheny Intermediate High School, that small little school to our north. And she's been playing piano for 5 years. And she's going to play a song that needs no introduction. Was Raka Sarkar, and she's going to join us now, and we'll chat with her. And then our final performer from the Center for Young Musicians, for this morning will take to the piano. Raka, that was fun. And in reading your biography, I see you like to draw and dance. So you've got to be one very, very busy person. Is that true?
Well, a little more than I'd like to be.
I can imagine. What got you interested in playing piano?
Well, when I was young, all my friends and everyone I knew started playing piano really early on. And it didn't really faze me back then. But later, I sort of grew into really liking the sound and really liking the music.
Do you find that it's relaxing to play?
Oh, yeah. Well, so it depends. Before a recital, it isn't really relaxing.
But other times it can be.
Definitely.
What's it like before a recital? I've never given a piano recital. I have no idea.
Well, I think it might be just for me, but I always have this thing where I end up forgetting all my music just before the recital. And then I get super, super nervous. But then I get up there and it comes out okay.
I think that's probably true for a lot of folks with a lot of different things. Now, let's see. You'll be going to North Allegheny Senior High next year.
Yes.
And do you know any career ideas yet? A little early.
Well, it seems like what I want to be changes with each passing day. Probably going into art would be nice, or foreign affairs, something like that, maybe.
Excellent. And maybe both.
Maybe
you never
both.
Know. Would you like to say hi to anybody tuned in?
I'd like to say hi to my dad, my mom, who can't tune in right now, but she'll be listening soon. My dog, my cat, my aunt, my uncle, just anyone who's listening.
Great. And your dog's and cat's names?
My dog's Oreo and my cat's name is Mimi.
Mimi.
Yes.
Very good. And Oreo?
My
Did
dog.
You say? Great.
Yeah.
I always like to know pets' names. It's good to know pets' names. Now, we go to Kelly Friday. And Kelly is a 10th grader at Fox Chapel Area High School. Like Raka, in addition to sharing her grade, she is also 15. She has been playing piano since she was about 3 years of age or so. She also likes to bake. We'll ask her about that. But first, we'll listen to Kelly Friday. And this is a composition called Le Coucou from Louis-Claude Dauquin. Thank you. Beautifully done. That is Kelly Friday from Fox Chapel Area High School. Kelly, you sounded great, and you've been playing since you were really young. Do you remember playing the piano at the age of 2 or 3?
I actually started when I was about 3 to 4, and it started with kind of these group lessons where we did a lot of rhythm work and stuff like that. I actually didn't really get interested in piano until about 5 years later.
And I was told your hobbies include piano and tennis and running. Do you play on a tennis team?
I do. I actually play on our tennis team at our high school.
Oh, great. And do you run track for high school too?
I do, long distance.
What a busy person. But I'm mostly curious about baking. What do you like to bake?
I'm a huge fan of baking, especially cupcakes, actually particularly decorating.
Oh, very good. Well, you know what I say about cupcakes? Maybe you don't. They're just frosting delivery devices. Right? So you can get lots of frosting into you. But I guess the cake matters, too.
Yeah, well, it's time to experiment.
Yeah. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I'd like to say hi to all my friends and family who have listened and supported me over the years, and anyone listening today.
And have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older?
It changes, but on this path, I was considering something, possibly majoring in public policy or education.
Excellent. What does change, just like yes. Raka was saying. Well, our thanks to you and Raka and Tony and Reka and also Gabby for performing, all representing today the Center for Young Musicians, and quite well, I might add. And if you would like more information on their programs, you can reach them at youngmusicians.org. And our thanks to instructor Sonia Tripathi. Thank you so much for being here this morning. And again, it's youngmusicians.org. If you missed an earlier performance, come to neighborhoodvoices.org, where all will be archived shortly.